Welcome to The Credit Connection with High Tech Lending's David Brown, helping you get your finances in order and get you the credit you deserve. The Credit Connection, here on KSMA, 1240 AM, 99.5 FM, and 1240KSMA.com. Now, from High Tech Lending, David Brown.
Welcome to our show, The Credit Connection. I'm your host, David Brown, with High Tech Lending and American Senior Reverse Mortgage. At The Credit Connection, we want to connect you to the credit you want and deserve for your home, business, and personal use. Here we discuss all things creditworthy, such as lenders, FICO scores, interest rates, credit cards, mortgages. You name it, if it has to do with credit or money, we'll discuss it, all the aspects. We really appreciate your feedback and questions with that relate to credit. I encourage you to ask your questions through our website, reloans.com. Hit the Contact Us tab and leave your question or comment. You can also call us at 805-686-2321. Today's program, we will share some actual lending and credit scenarios and today's feature subject of reverse mortgages and the process. Here are some current lending scenarios that have come across my desk recently. A realtor friend of mine called and she had a client who used his VA mortgage benefit years ago. Turns out that the previous VA loan ended in foreclosure and their down payment was too large. And he did not have enough cash for his new purchase. First of all, a veteran can use his VA mortgage benefit over and over again. In this case, however, the foreclosure event lowered his available entitlement and he was unable to purchase with zero down. Not having the full entitlement would also occur if he had let the borrower assume his mortgage and it wasn't yet paid in full. So these events lowered his entitlement and he was not able to use the zero down payment available toward the VA the loan program. So that was we ended up doing a solution was an FHA loan combined with some down payment assistance program. And he also has the option of some gift money from family. Whether that comes through or not is yet to be seen, but that was a solution for this veteran. I also had a very interesting meeting this past week whereby a senior was obtaining some assistance from family members. And while the transaction was well documented for current and future funds, she was becoming less and less content with the deal as more demands and strings were attached. The family members were now dictating property repairs and improvements on her home, and she felt like she was losing all independence with the agreements they had made previously. This subject matter is why I brought up the subject of reverse mortgages today. These things come about, they're real situations, and I want to share them with you. It works out that a reverse mortgage for her would allow her to build an auxiliary dwelling unit, also known as an ADU, on her property and provide her with ample income during her retirement. The lump sum amount up front would allow for a nice guest house on the property, generating some income she would need and say goodbye to the family support. In fact, after the guest house was completed, she could use the increased value of the property to even refinance her reverse mortgage for even more should she need to access additional equity in the home. Another aha moment from our meeting was that she was unaware you could make a payment to the lender reducing the balance. Here, her cash flow from the new rental unit would have a surplus, and she could pay down an amount of the mortgage if she wanted to. With a reverse mortgage, you don't have to, but there's no prepayment penalty, and you can do that anytime you wish. If you have a question or scenario you'd want us to respond to, just go to reloans.com and click on the Contact Us tab or call us at 805-686-2321. Okay, show me the money or credit, as the case goes, for this show. Let's get to the heart of today's program and pull back the curtain on reverse mortgages. let's first address the elephant in the room and talk about the myths and fears you have all heard about regarding reverse mortgages and provide you with some facts. First, the lender will own my home. That is absolutely false. You retain title with all rights and benefits as a homeowner. The lender will not take title to your home by virtue of this transaction. I cannot get a reverse mortgage if I have an existing mortgage. Absolutely false again. The most common reason someone would get a reverse mortgage is to pay off an existing mortgage as the original draw when recorded to reduce to rid themselves of the existing payment. So many, many people are getting the reverse mortgage, replacing their existing mortgage so they no longer have the payments required of the original mortgage, whereby the reverse mortgage doesn't have a payment requirement. This ups their income for the month because they no longer have that large payment for the mortgage. Restrictions on how I can use the reverse mortgage proceeds. False again. There are no restrictions. You can utilize the proceeds for any purpose you wish. Be careful, however, of a lender attempting to cross-sell other financial products or annuities, because you can buy these things and they're probably not prudent, but just be careful. There are no restrictions on what you can do with the funds. Only low-income seniors can get a reverse mortgage. False again. Many savvy and disciplined financial planners recommend reverse mortgage as part of their estate and income tax strategy. We'll go into that in more detail, but it's not your last hope for getting a reverse mortgage, and you don't have to be destitute to do so. Quite the contrary, a lot of senior and well-heeled investors are doing this for themselves. If I outlive my life expectancy, the lender will evict me. False statement. There are no time limits on how long the borrower can stay in their home. Keep in mind, it's still theirs. The lender has no authority or interest in the home while it is yours and in your name. They cannot evict you. My children or estate will be responsible for the payment or the repayment of the loan. Fact is, the estate must pay off the loan when due. This can be done with either a refinance, a sale, or another asset like life insurance. However, the loan is non-recourse, so you will never owe more than the property is worth. I won't qualify for a reverse mortgage because of my limited income. Also false. Traditional mortgages require a DTI, or a debt-to-income ratio, but reverse mortgages do not, as we never expect a payment to be made on a monthly basis or otherwise. It's a lump sum repayment, and it's usually collected at the time that you sell the property and or pass away and your estate sells the property and pays off the mortgage. Sometimes you may hear the term HECM. HECM is an acronym for Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, a.k.a. reverse mortgage. It's a reverse mortgage, a HECM, it's the same thing. Just like somebody may call your sofa a couch or your couch a sofa, they are the same names for the same thing. So don't let that bother you. A HECM is a reverse mortgage. Who qualifies for a reverse mortgage? You have to be age 62 or greater by one of the borrowers. For example, if you are married and you're 63 and your spouse is 59, you would still qualify for a reverse mortgage. Just one of the borrowers has to qualify. There'll be a different analysis for that, but and a different loan to value, but that's it's just one of the borrowers has to be 62 or more. You have to have equity in your home. The loan to value will change depending upon your age. The older you are, the higher the loan to value. This is because it's based on a life expectancy, and they will use the age of the youngest borrower as it is for both lives. So even if you're one of the spouses passes, the other spouse will continue with the benefit of the reverse mortgage without any paperwork or changes of title or anything along those lines, because it is for the last life of the borrowers. The home must be your primary residence. This does not mean you can't spend time in a vacation home or own other real estate. Just the primary home can have a reverse mortgage on it. So you can have other properties and whatnot, and you can spend all kinds of time at those other properties. This has to be your primary home for a reverse mortgage. So they'll check that by, you know, your driver's license, what's the address on it, your voter registration, if you're registered to vote, where do you, you know, where's your domicile? That's what they want to know. Okay, why would you want a reverse mortgage? Let me give you a little story. I'm afraid it's not that uncommon. We all hear and we've seen when the last parent dies, the subsequent concern of equal distribution of the estate proceeds among the siblings and family heirs. But before this happens, take into consideration one parent has died and the pension and Social Security goes away as well with the death of that person. Accordingly, the surviving parent needs financial assistance each month to cover the small mortgage and other costs to maintain their own health and lifestyle. Let's say one of the four siblings will have the ability and heart to offer their parent a $2,000 per month allowance to assist with expenses and needs. Let's say this continues for another 4 years before this parent also dies. The heirs, children, read the will, and the value of the home is $400,000 to be divided equally, 25% to each child, or $100,000 for simplicity's sake. But what about the good-hearted child who gave the parent $2,000 a month for 48 months and would like to get some or all of this out-of-pocket cost back? Sorry, but they're out of luck. Even though they've advanced the parent over the 48 months, $96,000, they are only entitled to their 25% of the estate, or $100,000 for the total net inheritance of $4,000, while the others each have a net of $100,000. Regardless of any other circumstances, in this scenario, there will be some resentment and hurt feelings by this good-hearted child who just wanted to do the right thing on behalf of their parent. If the parent had gotten a reverse mortgage rather than the assistance from this generous child, the outcome would be significantly different without any resentment or hurt feelings. With the reverse mortgage, the parent could withdraw the $2,000 per month as needed. When the parent dies, they would have withdrawn the same $96,000 plus interest of, say, another $4,000. So the net estate is $400,000 less the reverse mortgage, and interest of, say, $100,000. Now, each heir will net the $100,000 based on the same will, less the $100,000 owed to the lender, and this has made the distribution of the estate equitable to all who took care of the parent while alive. If you're that good-hearted child with a parent in this situation, educate your parent and sibling on the value of a reverse mortgage before you commit to this out-of-pocket monthly allowance. The parent will feel more independent knowing that they are not a burden to you or the children. In addition, the good-intended child will not have to deal with any resentment of other siblings for actions or on behalf of the parent. This is a win-win family harmony, and what could be better? So, That type of example is a good reason why you'd want to do it just for proper family peace and independence. Other reasons for a reverse mortgage include property improvements such as roofs, ramps, grab bars for elderly, and any modifications as they get older. Supplemental retirement or get maximum retirement benefits like Social Security. For example, let's say I'm 62 years old and I can qualify for Social Security, but do I want to? Because if I don't, if I delay it till I'm 67, I will maximize my benefits. Well, I still want to retire, so maybe I use a reverse mortgage for that supplement in the meantime and then pay it off later. Maybe I want to get rid of an existing mortgage payment, like getting a raise of $1,500 a month depending upon the monthly amount of that mortgage. We talked about that just a bit earlier. Maybe I want to pay for in-home caregiving rather than move to an assisted care retirement home. Now I've got some resources to have that in-house care that I may need or the parent may need. And then also for estate planning, it makes for a good use for that to have surplus cash or available credit on the sidelines that you can take out of your home if necessary. You can also use it for medical bills not covered by insurance, emergency cash, and financial planning. And there's no new qualifying or renewal like in a traditional mortgage or HELOC. For example, if I were to want to get cash out in a traditional fashion, or let's say I have a home equity line. I don't know if you know, but those come due every 10 years. You have to either renew it or pay it off. And it might be my financial situation's different on a fixed income than when I originally got that equity line, and I don't qualify for another mortgage. Let's say you want a reverse mortgage for items on your bucket list. Not a bad deal. Or maybe you want to use it for philanthropy or even your legacy. These are reasons that you might pull out cash of your home. I have a great story about that. I'll save for a later time, but a woman did a great service to a nonprofit, and everybody took a great benefit from that. We're going to take a short break now, and when we come back, we'll continue our conversation pertaining to reverse mortgages.
Mom, are you okay?
Honey, I'm fine. Just a broken glass.
Really? Are you okay?
I haven't been sleeping well since Dad, you know. I wake up at night worried if I can make ends meet.
Mom, why don't we look into a reverse mortgage? Then you won't have to make any more house payments and you can live comfortably.
Should I just call the guys on TV?
No, who knows where they're from? My neighbor recommended David Brown of American Senior. He'll come to the house and answer all our questions. Mom, call David at American Senior, okay? Here, I Googled the number 686-2321.
686-2321.
All homeowners over 62, don't worry about your finances. Call 686-2321. 686-2321. Get a reverse mortgage with David Brown of American Senior. David Brown of American Senior, a division of high-tech lending licensed by the Department of Oversight under California Law Mortgage and Lending Act, NMLS 7147, CA 3413-0937.
Welcome back to the second part of our show, The Credit Connection. If you're just now joining us, we were discussing reverse mortgages. We covered the who and the why, so let's cover the what and the how. Reverse mortgages are really simple if you can get past the dated lessons or thinking. How is it a mortgage if you don't make any payments? Well, rather than making monthly payments of interest and principal, you make one large payment, the payoff, when your estate either refinance your estate or sell the property. In that large payoff, the principal advances together with accrued interest becomes due and payable at that time when the last borrower passes or you move away or sell the home. So that's the how of how it works. Some people pay off their mortgages in 15 years and put more equity dollars into the home to delete the payment. This is a trade-off with the funding of an IRA or 401k retirement. So in essence, their home has become their retirement investment, working so hard to get it paid off. While they don't have payments, they also don't have income or liquidity. They meet the definition of land poor. With a reverse mortgage, while you no longer have payment of interest and principal, now that it's been replaced, any loans previously on the property, you're still responsible for property taxes, HOA dues, and hazard insurance. The loan is due on certain events of the borrower and not related in any way to the lender. So your loan would come due if the borrower moves from the home and it's no longer their primary residence or domicile. When the home is sold, like any other loan, it's not assumable. The loan has to get paid off. If the borrower fails to pay your property taxes, insurance, or allows the property to fall into disrepair for lack of maintenance, it will come due. And finally, it comes due when the last borrower on the loan passes away. What if the borrower suffers an illness and must relocate to a rehabilitation facility? Let's say you've had a stroke or you've broken a hip or something and you can't be at the helm, but you have to be in a rehabilitation facility for those recuperation. It's not that you've moved away from your home. You're temporarily in another location. So what you'd look for, one, the duration is less than 6 months usually. If it's more than 6 months, they'll probably ask you for a doctor's opinion as to when you will return to the home. Now, that's only true for one of the borrowers. As long as one borrower is still in the home, not a problem. Regardless of the duration of the second borrower, they could be in a facility indefinitely if that's the case, if that's what it requires. While you don't have to make payments to the lender, you can pay it off if you wish. So there's no prepayment penalty and there's no down no restriction on paying any amount at any time. That's easy to do. That covers most of the reverse mortgages. Now let me tell you about the how. That's the what part. Let's go into the how. Getting a reverse mortgage is similar to any other new loan or debt. I start with education of the reverse mortgage, tell you all about the features and how it works. And we also then develop a strategic plan with the client. I like to have other family advisors involved so they can provide their perspective and inputs as well. And makes everybody, you know, it's out in the open. Let's discuss it. I have a checklist of data that's needed for the application on my website. But for the most part, you will need a photo ID, such as a driver's license or passport, a copy of your Social Security card or medical card, Social Security award letter if you're collecting it, a W-2 or pay stub if you're employed, a copy of your tax returns if you're obligated to file. It's interesting. I've had some people that just have insurance proceeds as from a policy, and it's non-taxable, so they don't even file. I had one doctor who was making $10,000 a month and didn't have to pay or even file income tax because none of it was taxable. Then you need a copy of your utility bill. This confirms that the property is your primary residence, your bank and brokerage statements to show liquid assets. And if title is held in a trust, we'll need a copy of the trust documents to confirm who the trustee is. Then you need a certificate of education. So it's a HUD reverse mortgage certificate. It's a very easy process of a 30-minute phone call with a HUD-provided or HUD-approved counselor. This is a consumer protection item to be sure that the borrower understands the reverse mortgage and has the ability to make the decision. The cost will range from anywhere from $125 to $175 for the certificate, and it's good for approximately 180 days. Once you get the certificate, then you would complete the loan application, the reverse mortgage, and sign that. Your loan officer will then open escrow, order an appraisal. Once the appraisal is complete, the file will be underwritten, and you'll have some conditions to questions to resolve. This can be really minor stuff, like a minor fix for the, let's say, the appraiser didn't see a smoke detector. Well, now you have to add one and he has to come back. These are things that might, or you need to give us an explanation of an inquiry on your credit report, something along these lines. Usually very minor, but done before you get a full approval. Once the conditions are back to the underwriter, you'll get a full approval or what we call a CTC, clear to close status. Next, they'll order the new loan documents for signature. The notary will deliver to your home or office and walk you through the signing at your convenience and your time. From here, there's a mandatory 3-day waiting period unless it's a purchase transaction. After the rescission period, the reverse mortgage is funded and records. You now have access to the equity line amount depending upon the size of the required payout if there was a first or second mortgage paid at the same time. You can implement now the strategic plan you designed for the funds in the first place and utilize that reverse mortgage as you so choose. Once again, we're out of time, sorry to say. Hope you found today's presentation informational and valuable. If so, please share this with other family, friends, and whatnot. If you didn't get any benefit, just keep it a secret. Next week, we have Sandra Macbeth, a bankruptcy attorney, as our guest, and it should be very interesting and lively. For questions or comments, go to our website, reloans.com, and click the Contact Us tab, or call us at 805-686-2321. Leave your comments and questions, and we'll get to them on next week's show. Or let me know if it's a private matter, and I'll call you back and discuss it with you. I'm your host, David Brown, with High Tech Lending and American Senior Reverse Mortgage. Thank you for tuning in to The Credit Connection, where we do the work and you get the credit. This is David Brown, wishing you profit and credit worthiness. See you next week with another interesting Credit Connection topic.
You've been listening to The Credit Connection with David Brown from High Tech Lending. For more information, contact David Brown directly at 805-686-2321. That's 805-686-2321. Or by email at dbrown@hightechlending.com. dbrown@hightechlending.com. And visit David online at reloans.com. That's reloans.com. And tune in next time for High Tech Lending's David Brown and The Credit Connection here on KSMA.